So definitely there is a testimony and there is an evidence and there is a proof to tell that how rapidly it is happening. And really it is amazing to know that. And that also makes us to reflect some more on what is the church. And many people in India particularly, they are a little confused about the very idea about the church. Is that just Sunday morning, just to worship like 2 hours and come back? Or is there any deeper meaning to be in the people's participation in the church?
Well, David, in my book, I actually set aside a chapter and called it Frequently Asked Questions. Mm-hmm. And the number one most frequently asked question is, what in the world are you calling a church? You're talking about thousands of churches being planted in just a few years. What are you calling a church? And that's a legitimate question. If you're thinking about a building with a steeple and a cross on top and big church bells that ring every Sunday, then you're probably not thinking church planting movements. But if you're thinking two guys gathered together in a room somewhere having a Bible study, you're also missing the point. That's not a church. Jesus defined a church when he chose 12 disciples. He was, in essence, mirroring the 12 tribes of Israel. He was saying, this is a new community of faith, one in which I am the head and you will be my followers. As the New Testament unfolded, he referred to this as the body of Christ because he said to Paul, he said, why are you persecuting me? And Saul picked up on this and realized that we are his body. Jesus is the head. The church is a community of faith. Now, in church planting movements around the world, we've seen several characteristics that they all share in common. We've also known that there's several things that they're all unique about. For example, the names that they have for their church leadership. Because it's in different cultures, in different languages, they'll use different names for a pastor. In a Muslim background church, they'll often call the pastor an imam. Mm-hmm. Well, the word imam literally just means in front of. It's an Arabic preposition. And so an imam, or the leader of the church, is a guy who stands in front. It's as simple as that. In other churches, they'll have different names for the church leadership. They'll often call their leaders deacons or elders or pastor. But they all have some sort of organized leadership, although the leadership varies from place to place. When I was in Cambodia a few years ago, I was struck by what they call their church leaders. They had a seven-member central committee. That was their term for it. I said, where in the world did they get that? Well, they got the seven members from the book of Acts, the seven deacons. But the central committee terminology they got from their communist background, because anything that you wanted to do in society that was going to change the world had a central committee. Mm-hmm. So their churches were also built around seven deacons, which they call their seven-member central committee. Now, what we found in church planting movements around the world, these churches all practice baptism and the Lord's Supper. We've not found any churches in church planting movements that somehow miss these two key ordinances of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of them seem to meet regularly. Mm-hmm. Now, some meet on Sundays. Okay. Others will meet on Friday. If that's the day off that they have when they can worship, they'll meet on Friday. I was in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and they literally met every single night of the week. They were meeting 7 nights a week. And this was not that unusual. There's this desire to be together, to worship God, and to fellowship together. Now, we've also noted that in all these church planting movements around the world, they have these five purposes, what Rick Warren calls the purpose-driven church. They've got worship, they've got fellowship, ministry, discipleship, and evangelism. These characterize these churches, and they're the heartbeat of these churches. Now, there are some differences that these churches have around the world. We mentioned that they have different names for their leaders, different names even for their churches. It was interesting one Muslim country where many, many thousands of Muslims have come to faith in Jesus Christ, they call their churches Isa Jamaats.
Wow.
Now, the name Isa Jamaat to them makes perfect sense because it means literally Jesus groups.
Yes.
And they'll even call their believers, they'll call all their baptized believers Isahi, which literally means belonging to Jesus.
Wow.
Isn't that a wonderful name for a Muslim to take as he comes to faith in Jesus Christ? The size of these churches, some people say, well, what is the size? Are you talking about 2 or 3 people and calling that a church? Well, I'm delighted to say that these churches are thriving and healthy. They start small, of course, because they're winning people to Christ. But our research team from the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is currently tracking nearly 50 church planting movements or near church planting movements around the world. They've reported to us that the average size of a church in a church planting movement is 26 members, 26 baptized members. Now, what that means is there may be another half a dozen to a dozen people attending who are not yet followers of Jesus Christ. But 26 is not a bad size when you consider that they're meeting in homes around the world. In China, they're a little bit smaller than that. I suppose the homes are a little smaller. The average house church size in church planting movements in China was 19 members.
Wow.
But listen to this, David. Here's what's exciting. Those 19 members last year baptized 13 new members.
Wow.
Which is why they're multiplying new churches so rapidly, because with that many people coming to Christ, they've got to start new churches. In South Asia, our average church size was closer to 40. But in some church planting movements, such as the one I mentioned about the Bhojpuri people, the average church size was 85 members. And in a neighboring Muslim country, the average church size had 30 baptized members. So we're seeing a range of believers from 10 to 85. In fact, I know one province in China, the average church size, even in these house churches, these were village house churches, was 100 members, 100 baptized members. So we're seeing a wide range in size, a wide range in the names that they have for their various church leaders and church officers. But what we are seeing is healthy, reproducing churches with a tremendous vitality and commitment to the obedience of God's word and the lordship of Jesus Christ.